All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast series. Welcome to the Winner's Circle. This episode, I will be speaking with Ajna Sarah of the Healing Place Dynasty. Good morning, Ajna. How are you?
Blessings to you. Blessings to you. How are you?
Good. Thank you. It's an early Sunday morning. So, so just a little bit of background. I don't really know Ajna personally, but I've been following her on social media for some time now, and her videos really resonate with me.
What is some time, Queen? Tell us what's some time.
Yes. So I will say, let me see. I came across your videos, back in 2018. I would say the later part of 2018. And ever since, I've just been sticking with it. The videos really resonate with me. The messages always are just like right on time. You have like a lot of wisdom, and just a lot of your own personal experience. You're very transparent and you really are vulnerable with it. And, you know, I really appreciate that because I know that's something that's not easy. But I also see that as a strength and almost like a superpower. So I wanted to have you here on the episode just to chat a little bit about that and just to talk about the Healing Place Dynasty. So, Ajna, do you want to talk a little bit about yourself? Just introduce yourself a little bit.
Well, hello, everyone. And thank you so much for having me, Queen. This has been interesting getting us on schedule for your podcast. I'm so glad that we were finally able to make it happen. And I can feel the energy of this AM. That it was even a sacrifice to, you know, move some things around today. So thank you for staying diligent and not missing out on the opportunity. And for those of you who are unaware of who I am, my given name is Reagan Gilmore. I am also known as Queen Ajna Sarah of the Healing Place Dynasty, and transparency is my superpower. And I just heal myself publicly, and I hope that I inspire other people to heal themselves privately. That's right. What I do.
Yeah, and I definitely would say that's definitely something that that has happened with me in terms of like what I was going through the end of 2018, and like, you know, just it was almost kind of crazy how like every time you posted something, it was like definitely like relatable to that very
so
moment.
Many people say that. So many people are like, are you like vibrational psychic? Can you just feel it? And you know what? The irony is, Queen, like I will be in the middle of doing something with my children. I will have just finished an appointment, preparing for another appointment. And it will just strike me in my spirit. Like, I don't like say this. Somebody needs to hear this. Mm-hmm. Say it now. Post it now. And it's like, oh, but thank you. Because it's confirmation coming from, you know, a woman of your caliber that is actively improving herself and healing herself, even when it's hard for you to tell me, like, you know, Queen, so many times you've just been right on time and I don't even know how, but mm-hmm. I needed it. So thank you, because that's encouraging to me, because sometimes it does feel like I'm going mad. So thank you.
Yeah, no, anytime. Yeah, I always wondered, like, I mean, you know, I would say to myself, does she know me? And I'm like, no, she doesn't know me. And I'm like, okay, this is, you know, this is just amazing how it's like right on time. But definitely was always something that kind of like just pulled me through, like when I had my moments to like really sit with myself and like think about whatever was happening. And yeah, that whole experience. So let's talk a little bit about, you have a lot, like you do a lot. You don't just put motivational videos on Instagram and Facebook. Like, you're an author, you're a mom, you're an entrepreneur, like you have your own business and you sell your own jewelry. Can we talk a little bit about just like your entrepreneurship journey as an author, and kind of like, you know, when you, how you grew up or where you grew up, like how that's kind of playing a role into what you decided to do with that today?
Absolutely, Queen. Mm-hmm. As far as being an author is concerned, I wrote a healing guide because I felt like the creator was forcing me to, life was forcing me to, and I was given an actual hierarchy for pain, identity, and recovery. And I had to put it out to the people because it became a part of my divine assignment. And I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I had no desire to do it because I already give so much.
Right.
And in order for me to do what I do authentically, I use my life. And I didn't want people to know me that well. So it was challenging. It was very challenging because I don't mince my words. Like in the healing guide that I wrote, I'm doing a series of them. Volume one has been published for the people, self-published. And the series is called Hurt to Help. And it's about transforming your hurt into help. And the volume one is Finding Your Healing Place. And I went through so much trauma getting it out because I had to relive certain experiences in order to translate them.
Right.
And, you know, that's the other side of being in Arthur, air quotes. When you are authentic to your artistic performance, then you have to be submerged and activated into getting it out. And it was a very traumatic experience. Like I went through some distances. I went through some post-traumatic stress. I had to have conversations with my mommy that were uncomfortable for her. Mm-hmm. I had to have conversations with my children that were uncomfortable for me, whether they were uncomfortable to them or not, because I had to acknowledge some things. And in all honesty, Queen, my biological father has been calling me. He's dealing with some early onset dementia. Mm. So I know that I have to talk to him about some things.
Right.
And I don't want to talk to him about those things, but I know I have to. And he's not doing well. I pay his life insurance. You know, he's been reaping the benefits of, you know, an abusive lifestyle that he had, you know,
right,
because of his own challenges being a substance abuser.
Right.
And so,
yeah, I've always heard that when people write books from a personal lens, like writing about their experiences or like a healing guide, as you call it. I actually think that's such a much better term to like calling it like a healing guide.
Yeah, because it's not a book for your entertainment.
Right.
It is a guide for your evolution. And that's why I tell people that, because you'll get it and you'll be like, this is so small, but there is not one wasted word.
Right.
Not one. So use it, like will it to your grandchildren.
Right.
Keep it next to your Bible. It's a guide. It will help you. If you allow it to help, it will help you. But if you don't want to be helped, it's going to do nothing but offend you.
Right. Yeah. And I know that I can only imagine when you're doing something so personal, but it's also so public, it can be, I've never done it, but I can imagine and feel that it would be very uncomfortable and very challenging because you're kind of having to take like a trip back in time just to get those feelings onto paper so that it's authentic for whoever has this. Did you come across any challenges in terms of, I would say like publishing and getting it out to the public?
No, because I did everything myself.
That's a lot of work.
I went through a printing company. Mm-hmm. I published it myself. I own everything. And I don't play about my copyrights and stuff like that. Like I will punish you to the fullest extent of the law about my intellectual property. But it was more of I have absolutely no experience in certain entrepreneur aspects of life and business. And it was like my mission forced me into certain lanes where I was like a lone wolf and oftentimes a sitting duck.
Okay. Yeah.
I have endured some detriment in business. Business is worse than the dope game these days, Queen. I mean, there was once upon a time it used to be honor among thieves, but when you are dealing with white collar criminals in business, it's like you never know. You never know how people really feel about you until they have the opportunity to help you or hurt you.
Right. And that kind of gives them a power upper hand in a sense, because they have that that angle.
Yeah. And because I deal so much with my personal life in the actual situations that I survived through, it's like you give people a blueprint to help you or hurt you.
Right. Right. Would you feel that your life would be different if you made different choices?
Like every day, okay. Every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. And what knowledge would you say that you've gained from like your lessons and that you can credit to your spirituality? Like what was that moment like where it was like a light bulb went off and you were like, okay, it's all clicking together now. Like I've got to make a change for this. I've got to change the way I do this. Like, what was that moment for you where you knew, like, you were kind of at, like, that, maybe, like, that fork in the road where you say, okay, I can go down this path or I can go down this path or this path?
Well, Queen, it's consistently. I consistently reach forks in the road. And mm-hmm. I think that that's a testament to my evolution and how yeah. rapidly I evolve. I stay very uncomfortable in my life. I am consistently uncomfortable. I've had to develop a mentality to get really, really comfortable with getting uncomfortable. Right. But oh my God, I grow like a weed. I grow and evolve in like dog years. But right. I got the scars to prove it. So epiphanic moments that I experience, like when people that you trust steal from you in business, mm-hmm. those are like aha moments. Okay. When you are in a situation and you have to experience that people listen to miscomprehend.
Right.
And then you learn the hard way that your silence cannot be misquoted. Right. And when you have a hard time with shutting the fuck up and you have to learn really hard that your silence is not surrender.
Right.
But it is protection for you. Right. Those are aha moments. And you don't learn that until you've been misquoted, until you've been misinterpreted. Oftentimes, you don't even realize just how much people have to say about things that they know nothing about right. until they're talking about you. And you know that they don't know you, but they are ever so opinionated.
Right, right.
And those are aha mm-hmm. moments, you know?
Right.
Well, that's my children relatable. Remind me that, you know, there are other people in your life that have to reap the benefits of the seeds that you sow, and it'll be whatever seeds you sow are beneficial. Right. Now, depending upon the harvest that you reap is where you find the personal benefit, but you're a master manifester. So whatever you sow, you're going to reap right. and keep that in mind because your children will reap with you.
Right. You may not see a direct connection yeah. right now, but so my transparency,
you know, reflects upon my children. My transparency reflects upon my mother, reflects upon my biological father, because there are things that I share, part of my life, that other people may not want to be shared, especially if they don't like the role that they played in your life. And when people don't like the role that they played in your life and you your life, those same right. people will try to rewrite your life to make right. themselves look better. And those yeah. are aha moments.
Very true. I was going to say I've experienced some of those, and that's absolutely true. I've also experienced where, like, my silence was taken as a weakness, but I think people had observed long enough to realize, no, like, she's silent because it's actually a strength, and whatever was going on didn't require, like, my reaction and for me to say anything. So, yeah, I feel like I've been on both sides of that silent piece. But, yeah, I totally get what you're saying with that. How would you say, like, what role does, in terms of, like, your parenting and, you know, just, like, your daily practices?
Every single day. Mm-hmm. Every day. This is my life. For example, it's so much my life that my children and we don't even speak to each other before we honor ourselves. Right. So before you say a word to anybody, you have to look yourself in the mirror and acknowledge yourself. I don't care if you grab your cell phone and say it into your reflection on the screen. Right. Say something kind to you. Set the tone for the day of how you want people to handle you. We meditate in our home. We share a lot of open discussions and conversations. Mm-hmm. We apologize a lot.
Right.
You know? In our home, it's everywhere, Queen. It's like it's the lifeblood. Spirituality is the lifeblood. It's right. the thread that holds our sanity together. And this is my life. Like, this is my real life. I just share it with the internet from different angles, but this is who we are.
Right. Would you say that being on social media has also helped you? Like, it's given you a platform? Like, was social media something that you wanted, that you felt like you wanted to do?
No.
No, yeah.
No. No. Yeah. No. I do this work because it's my assignment. I do it to stay sane.
Right. Right.
I didn't want these people in my life, in my business, in my wounds. I always flaunted my scars. Mm-hmm. But again, the more that you're open about certain things, the deeper people will begin to dig. So that is like the dichotomy of sharing.
Right.
And I never wanted my life to be other people's entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I hope that I edutain you. I hope that I educate you and entertain you at the same time, because you get the opportunity to learn by observation here.
Right. Right.
And it's funny until it's you, and then it ain't funny no more. And then right. When it ain't funny no more, oh baby, life get hilarious, you know? Right. And I never wanted this, Queen. I never wanted this. I always knew that I wanted to help a lot of people. I always knew that my pain wouldn't be in vain.
Right.
And I thought that I had already paid for a lot of things. So I was more adept to share publicly, even through uncomfortability, because I felt like, well, I already paid my price.
Right.
And I had no clue of what the creator had in store for me. So it's kind of like, you know, I thought that I paid the taxes mm-hmm. on certain blessings, but I had no clue how big certain blessings were. And that is a representation of how much taxes you have to pay.
Right.
Okay. And when it comes to taxes on certain things, like especially when it's on a reward or award, then you got to pay it up front. Like right. you watch game shows and people win things on game shows all the
right.
time.
Right. Right.
And you're like, oh, they just won $1 million. They just won a car. They just won this. Before you receive that, you have to pay the taxes on it.
Right. Right. I've heard that.
And I learned the hard way that you got to pay your taxes up front, Queen.
All right. And so now this, everything that you've experienced in life, it kind of like brought you to create like the safe space for people, the healing place.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you, I know why you started it, and I'm assuming I know how you came up with the name. It's pretty very clear and to the point, The Healing Place. But I just want to ask, like, how did you come up with the name? Like, was this the, where you're like, okay, I'm going to create a safe space. I'm going to call it The Healing Place. Or did you have some other names in mind, but this one just seemed to kind of stick?
I have a specific type of name in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I just started healing myself publicly. Right. And unapologetically in the same right. energy that I used to heal myself privately. And I did it wherever I was. Right. So wherever you decide to heal yourself at, that's your healing place.
Right, right, right.
The healing place is everywhere that you are. Now, even though I'm doing some things in business where, you know, I'm buying, like, I got some stuff going on, and we're mm-hmm. working on some wellness centers and, you know, physical locations. Right. But the healing place is everywhere that you at, wherever you decide to heal yourself. Whenever you can identify that you are hurting here and you decide right. to heal yourself right here in that moment, that place becomes your healing place. Now sanctify it.
Right. Very so, true.
That's it. Very that's true. Where the name came from, Queen.
Yes. I remember when I first started following you in 2018, I remember you were talking about it, and I remember you saying, like, you were going to heal, like, thousands and thousands of people.
No, millions of people.
Millions. I'm sorry. Yes, millions of people.
But I didn't know what I was asking for either. Because, see, when you said you want to touch millions of lives, and you work from your own life through authenticity right. so that you can reflect passionately and genuinely through right. experience by way of empathy, then you are going to open up yourself for so much more detriment and turmoil. Because right. if people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And it's certain things that you can't care about genuinely unless right. you can authentically relate to them. I had no clue what I was asking for. I didn't even know. I was talking with my chest. Girl, talking about I'm going to help millions of people. I didn't know. Because I thought my life has been so traumatic and I've survived through so much already that I thought that I already paid. I didn't have a clue. Queen, I know, girl. I didn't know. That's why I tell people all the time when they be like, I want to help people. Are you sure? I suggest right. that you just help yourself. And if people come, you know, and you can assist them, then do that. As long as right. it's not costing you, you know, yourself. But when you make it your assignment that you are going to help other people, then you got to have the experience in order to align with certain people to help them.
Right.
So do you know what you're asking for? You're begging for pain. If you want yeah. to be more powerful, the universe hears, oh, you need some more pain. Because that's where the power comes from. It's the alchemic process through pain. That's where the help comes from. It's the alchemic process through hurt. So if you want to help people, then now you got to have some hurt. So you plant your hurt seeds and you grow a help tree. If you want to be more powerful, oh, you need some pain for that. So you plant your pain seeds and you grow power trees.
Right, right. So
I just tell people, be careful what you're asking for. When people be like, I want to help like you, I'd be like, ooh, baby, okay. Because yeah. I don't want to discourage you, but I don't even think you know what you're asking for.
It's opening up the floodgates for almost everything.
I know everything.
I've had that conversation with a few of one of my friends. I think she was telling me about wanting to be like a you know, everybody's on this thing about wanting to be like a life coach now and this and that. And she wanted to get into it, and I didn't want to like tell her like, no, don't do it, because if you feel like you want to do it, who am I to tell you no? But I was telling her too, like, wow, do you know what that would mean? Like, you would have to be available to receive so many people and their experiences and like their energy. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, can you handle that? Because everybody comes with a different level of it.
Yes. And, it's heavy.
Yeah. It's heavy.
I have experience. I have lived through so much stuff. Like my life, it feels like Lemony Snicket's.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like consistent chains of gravely unfortunate events that I've been able to siphon from and right. transmute into power and into, you know, wisdoms and philosophies, but don't negate the fact that I got the scars to prove it.
Right.
Like
right.
people be like, I feel what you're saying. Like, I hear you and I cry. Like, you strike a chord. That's because I'm not, this ain't the acting. I'm not samboing for you. This is my life.
Right.
I tell you that you can make it because I know you can make it. You can make it.
Definitely. And it definitely is something heavy. Like I'm not anywhere on your level, but a lot of people come to me for like advice and wisdom. And sometimes, you know, I don't mind, but just the small, I'll say handful of people that come to me sometimes when I'm done, I'm like, oh my God, that was like a lot. So mm-hmm. I can only imagine like what it's like for someone at your degree and just what, yeah, how heavy that really feels.
Exhausting.
Yeah.
Exhausting.
Yes. Exhausting.
That's why I don't do it for free. The only time that yeah. I help people for free is if the creator tells me to deliver a message or to listen, like, and it's got to come from the creator, like my intuition, like it's got to come from the right. vibrations from the universe. God has to tell me to give you me for free.
Right.
And you can ask me publicly in front of everybody because that's part of the business that I do, or you right. can pay me privately and you can make your business my business in order for me to have an opinion about your life. Yeah. Other than that, I don't have no opinion about your life. I don't have no opinion.
Right. Definitely. I agree with you there, because sometimes some people's stuff is just, it is a lot to deal with. And then you don't always need to walk away from it yourself feeling like drained and exhausted. And so I definitely understand that paying you part, like pay me. If you want to mm-hmm. talk to me, pay me.
And it's just like, it's not just because like pay me. It's because what you want to share with me, mm-hmm. you want to offload. And right. in order for me to accept it from you, that means I'm accepting your burdens. I'm accepting your turmoil, your confusion, your misunderstandings. And I am going to take you through an alchemic process of helping you make sense of it and even coming up with a plan of action to get you to where you want to be.
Right.
But when you walk away, I'm still left with your shit.
Right.
So how do I get it off of me?
Right.
And you don't know how to, I need to get it off of me. I may need to go on vacation. I may need to go through some spiritual cleansings. I may need to go to the beach. I may need to go have a manicure, pedicure, or a massage. And I don't want you to try to figure out how to remedy me. So you right. just give me the money and I'll remedy myself. Compensate me.
Right, right.
Because I have to take care of me after you're gone.
Right. So would you say a lot of healing that's happening, would you say that this is something, would you see the Healing Place as a collective healing for our Black community? I don't want to ask you, but are a lot of the people who come to you, are they Black, are they minority or other minorities?
Oh, I get all kinds of people from all different walks of life, mm-hmm. from all around the world, literally from all around the world, from Tibet to Ghana. Mm-hmm. Like from Switzerland to Austria, I wow. get people from all around the world. Right. And I welcome them from the LGBTQ plus community to different races, creeds, ethnicities. You are welcome here. As long as you respect the environment, you can come here. Right. But I focus on those who look like me first.
Yeah, right.
So indeed. I'm really here for who here for me. I'm really here for the melanated community. I'm really here for the Black community. But right. who am I to tell you that just because you are of a different ethnicity that you don't get to reap the benefits of the Healing Place? But understand, I'm here for us first. Yeah. I'm here for my people first. So if you come over here and you feel in some kind of way about my people, you are not welcome here. I don't right. want to share our healing with you because others have already taken so much from us. But right. if you can respect that, then you can come over here. You can sit at the table. Right. But you better bring a dish. Don't come over here empty handed.
Definitely. What were some of the learning experiences that you have, like, while kind of operating the Healing Place? Like, I remember you one year you had a retreat. I think it was in Florida. And I was trying to come. And I just mm-hmm. could not find the childcare. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was
yeah,
like...
I'm actually going to do another transformational gathering.
Okay, good.
I've done two of them in our history, both extreme successes.
Yes.
But I went through a personal transformation and I needed to recalibrate myself. I've given so much of me away to the unworthy. Mm-hmm. And this time around, I just want to make sure that I'm sharing my blessings with the right kind of energy, because, you know, it makes you, it can, if you allow it to, cause you to be extremely bitter when you gifted someone something mm-hmm. and they thought that they took advantage of you, you know?
Right, right.
It's kind of like somebody stealing what you would have gave them. And it's like, it kind of makes you think twice about who and how and when and where you want to give. Right. But yeah, we will be doing significantly more transformational gatherings. People need to build belly to belly in person. There's a certain type of frequency that you get mm-hmm. in the flesh, and right. people need that. People need that. Plus, the Healing Place is with so many of us from all over the world. Like, we be needing to meet each other and see each other. We got divine connections. We love each other. We right. really have connections to each other. So, yeah. I'll keep you abreast of that, Queen, because I don't want you missing out again. For
yeah,
sure.
definitely. So how did it, when you had those retreats, how does it make you feel to realize, like, your first retreat and seeing, like, the first turnout of so many people, mm-hmm. and then your second one, like, how does that make you feel when you realize you've impacted so many people or you've helped so many people?
Like, because everything just gets better. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't like one and then we went downhill. It was just like, I just continue to improve. Right. And how it makes me feel, like, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Every time that it doesn't feel worth it, every time that I second guess the things that I share, every time that I feel like life is playing a bad joke on me.
Right.
And I'm like that, the punchline for the universe in a way.
Right, right.
When I see how many people hold space, how many lives have literally been changed from the elderly to the extremely youthful, it just makes it all worthwhile, Queen. It just makes it worth it.
Right, right. What, and can you talk about what kind of things would happen at the retreats? Like, what would be a typical day for that weekend retreat?
Oh, we do total transformation. So mm-hmm. it's usually like usually three days, maybe 3 days and two nights, or 3 nights and 2 days, depending upon how I set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually do it. I feed the need for every type of personality. Okay. So from the introvert to the extrovert to those who still are deciding, we do everything from having a meet and greet kind of party where we have drinks and cocktails mm-hmm. to actual intimate classes where we do workshops together to actual personal assignments where you go back to your hotel room and you do this by yourself and you have this experience with nobody watching you, and it's just you and God.
Right.
So from meditation and yoga to dancing and laughing to actual workshops, from finances to your inner child healing.
Right.
But we just walk you through these aspects of yourself and help introduce you to you. And any part of yourself that you are uncomfortable with, we hold your hand while you meet you and encourage you to heal yourself and be reintroduced to you.
Right. Yeah, that I remember when you were posting some of the things that were going on. I'm like, this looks amazing. And it's definitely something that our...
Queen, we talk about everything from sex to food. Like, it's all relative, because your sex life affects your finances.
Yeah.
And your nutrition affects your mental health. So it's all connected.
Right. And I feel like it's definitely something that our community definitely needs more of. And that's something that attracted me to it. It's like, okay, somebody is doing something like for us.
I've noticed copies of it. I'm so inspired. Like, that's part of one of my, I do my human design. And my human design, I am a role model. I am an influencer. So when people ask me all the time, like, you know, how do you feel when you see people do what you do, or whatever the case may be, or mm-hmm. when you see people who have benefited from you and, you know, don't acknowledge you. And there are people who can't even speak about their life with integrity and leave me out, that mm-hmm. choose to try to act like I don't exist. And it doesn't, like, every time that you look in the mirror, every time that you elevate to your next level, every time that you hear me as the voice of your subconscious in certain situations in your life, you and I know what's going on. You know where you learned that. You know who taught you that. You know who introduced you to that. So
right.
I don't have to have an ego about it, because I reap the benefits of it.
Right. Right. I get what you're saying.
To improve me, it's like, you know, it's like how Tupac said, you can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on. You know what's up. You know, I see me everywhere, and I like it.
That's so nice.
I like it.
Yeah, that definitely can make someone feel good, like to know, like, okay, I've definitely played a part in this, and whether people want to acknowledge it or not, like, you know what I mean?
Funny when they try to act like I see my energetic signature everywhere.
Right.
And it's just like, all right. I've had people block me and then try to do me in their voice, but they don't know. Like, this comes from life experiences, spiritual right. studies, practices, anointing. And right. you can't mimic anointing. That you could try. Go ahead, Sambo. Go on, talk to you out there. Let me see you put on the show. Entertainment.
Definitely. I definitely get that. So yeah, when I don't know, from when I see you, I always see you like building like an empire. Like, you always have something happening. And one of the other things that I find very nice is and attractive is the jewelry that you have. They're very intricate pieces, the designs. How, like, what was it where you were like, okay,
Queen, that was murder. That was mental murder for me. I'm serious. Imagine. Like, even now, because I deal with a custom jeweler. Like, my pieces are custom. So I deal with the jeweler, and, you know, it depends upon what kind of day or week or month that my jeweler is having, and it affects the quality of my pieces. Now, all of the pieces are quality, great, right, but sometimes I have to send them back, and it pushes me back, and, you know, I do it all myself. But I went through something that was so spiritually detrimental, and I wanted to lash out. I wanted to react. I wanted to respond. I wanted to come through and just ignite and, you know, just totally desecrate everything.
Right.
Like a fire-breathing dragon. I wanted to consume it all.
Right.
And I realized that that anger was energy, and I could either use it to react, or I could create a righteous response. Mm-hmm. And I felt the ways that I felt because I was spiritually unprotected. So I took all of that energy as I was navigating through and triumphing over some of the worst lies and attacks of my life. And I took that energy and I formulated a protection and manifestive jewelry line so that people know you can overcome anything. You can heal through anything. You can come back from anything. You can triumph over any lie, no matter how detrimental, no matter how nasty, no matter how calculated it is. You can triumph over anything. And that's what the jewelry line means. So when people wear those pieces, they're wearing, like, they're wearing a protective shield. They're wearing a consummate righteous reminder that it can all be burned down to ashes. And you will be left standing if you stand on your truth.
Right, right.
So that's where the jewelry line came from, Queen.
Wow, that's very powerful. And
for real, that, like, you wearing righteousness, like you wearing power. Like, that's some high power.
Definitely, I love all the pieces. I never got around to ordering anything, but I definitely have to. I'm big on neck pieces, necklaces, so I have to look at some of the necklaces.
Well, there's no pressure to order them because it is actual, like, the pieces go through ceremony. So I do spiritual things to the pieces. I call out your name, you know, I cleanse them, you know, I offer them a smoke offering.
So it's personalized. So,
yeah, so they're personalized to the people. The only pieces that are not protected, well, all of them are protected, but the only pieces that don't come with warranty are the ankle and feet jewelry. And that's because it's just too much going on with your feet for me to pieces when they break. Like, I'm not doing that with you. But everything else, you know, all of the pieces are covered under warranty because I stand behind them. They're great quality. So when people are like, oh, I wanted to order one, but I haven't gotten to it yet, I'm not offended by that because it's not just jewelry. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not just some fly jewelry. It just happens to look fly. So when you're ready, you will step into it when you're ready, and there's no pressure. There's no rush for you to be ready, and that's okay. Whenever you're ready, Queen, whenever you're ready, you let me know. And when you do, you know, get at me personally and let me know that this is your order, and I'll put some extra juju on that beat for you. I got you.
Thank you.
I'll put some extra love on it for you.
And I also saw, thank you so much, and I also saw that you had a clothing line, too. You were doing... I saw you were doing clothing for the Healing Place, but then you had hoodies. I think one of your sons was like an inspiration for it. Something he usually says, or something you guys usually say to each other.
Yeah, in our home. Yeah. Be loving or be nothing. That is one of the staples in our home, Queen. That is a law that we live by. And that means that if we can't be loving to you, if you can't be loving in a situation, whatever it is, that means that it doesn't deserve you. And anything that doesn't deserve your love is utterly unworthy of your hate. So if you can't be loving, just don't be nothing. Just throw it in the trash. Don't be nothing to it. Get away from it. And if you can't get if it doesn't get away from you, capitalize on your ability to get away from it.
Right. Being able to walk away.
Well, not be moving out the way so fast.
Yeah, I'm like that too. There are certain people in my life who are just like, I already know what you come with. I'm not even, I'm just going to take a detour, go around, like I'm moving out the way.
And that's okay. Queen, that's mm-hmm. okay.
Definitely. So how do you balance yourself? I mean, you have, you're really opening yourself up to other people and everything that they come with. You have children that you're raising. You have a business that you're running. You're doing a lot of the legwork alone, mm-hmm. More independently. Like, how do you keep yourself balanced? Like, what are some of the balance? Like, what are some where you take a moment for yourself and collect yourself?
Well, Queen, I am activated in manifesting a team because it's not a compliment. Like, it's not a badge of honor at the stage, at the level that I'm at, for me to do everything alone. It's kind of, mm-hmm. in all honesty, an insult to my mission, because mm-hmm. I find myself, occupied with things that are just not the best use of my time or my energy when I'm doing right. everything by myself. So I shade to my manifesting team. Mm-hmm. However, I stay balanced and grounded because I don't do nothing that I don't want to do when it comes to right. other people.
Right.
And
right.
I require compensation for the yeah. things that I do that demand a part of me that becomes labor. So, and then I meditate a lot. I got copper pyramids in my bedroom and my entire home is spiritually gridded. Right. And I got stuff hanging from the ceiling. Like, you can't even walk in my house without walking through a portal. Wow. Like, there are portals on my front doors, on my back doors. And like, this spirituality is really my lifestyle. Right. So I unplug yoga and stretching, meditation, supplemental intake, specifications, whether I need to do a spiritual cleanse. I operate and function in cannabis therapies and shamanic journeys and, even talking to a therapist, having someone outside of yourself that is non-judgmental
right.
to listen to you and help you process things from an alternate perspective is so important.
Right.
It's so important for you to get outside of your head when things are no longer making sense to you.
Right. To have somebody else kind of.
That is an essential queen. Yes.
An objective point of view. So they won't feel a way to tell you something. They'll just tell you like it is. And yes.
But someone that you trust.
Yes.
That's very challenging too. Because a lot of people, especially in these positions, a lot of people just seek to have some level of power over people. That's why it's so dangerous to go and lay on somebody's couch that is a psychiatrist.
Right.
Or a psychologist, but mainly a psychiatrist, because psychiatrists only want to know enough to give it a name and give it a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Psychologists usually listen, but even when you are involved in certain atmospheres, if that person is not spiritually healthy, then those type of people get into those positions to prey on people.
Right.
To make awkward and even immoral suggestions into the subconscious of people, because they spread their spiritual sicknesses and diseases. And a disease of your mind is a disease in your body.
Right.
So that's why I tell people, be very careful about who you open up yourself to, because when you are in that vulnerable position, a person can plant anything into you and you are fertile ground and it will grow.
Very true. I'm like that too. I'm very wary about who I would, I would say tell my issues to or my problems or even just like my feelings about certain things, or if I'm feeling a certain way about whatever's going on. I'm very picky. A lot of the times it's kind of, I guess, maybe probably work against me, be a weakness, but a lot of the times I won't really share that information with anyone. A lot of the times I'll journal it instead of talking to someone, which
that's,
I guess
that is good, Queen. That's good. Okay. Until you can trust somebody, your best bet will be to keep your guard up.
Right.
Because I broke all of my rules at one time in my life, and it ended up manifesting one of the most psychotic, disgusting, detrimental energies that I have ever encountered of a very sick individual. that right. ended up not only sexually assaulting me, but stalking and harassing me. And I mean, physically stalking me, cyber stalking me, stalking my community. Right. And that is because I broke all of my rules at one time.
Right. Right.
So protect yourself. It doesn't matter who feels any type of way about how you protect yourself, because you're not protecting them. So they right. should feel some type of way.
Definitely.
When they come over there in your space and you are not protecting them because you are protecting you, they should feel some type of way.
Right. Yeah, I definitely am big on that too. Like my apartment for me and the kids, definitely, I don't have people come over. Like mm-hmm. I don't have guests over all the time. There's probably literally like four people who are quote unquote regulars, and then they don't even come over that often, maybe like twice a year. So I'm very protective, even like, you know, when it comes to dating and, you know, if guys, as soon as guys hear, like, oh, you live by yourself, I can come over, like, this is like,
oh, no,
my
you
new
can't.
Chill spot. No. And I'm like, no, you can't really come over
I'm telling
here.
You, Queen, I would not allow men over my house. There were certain yeah. things that I did not do. I would not let people know where I lived.
Yeah, I'm big on that too.
Dated for years that I have had connection to, that I've even known for over 20 years, that today cannot tell you where I live. I broke all of my rules at one time. I knew a man for less than four, like I knew him for a total of maybe 5 months. We dated for less than four. Mm-hmm. So like from the time that I met him, it was like loosely a month. From that time into the time that we actually went on our first date.
Right.
And by the end of the fourth month, we were completely done. And he had unveiled to me that he was really, really sick.
Right.
Really, really sick. But I broke all my rules at one time, trying to give somebody a chance. I will never have more mercy on anybody than I have on myself ever again. Protect yourself. It don't yes. matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter how they tell you. You know, you need to let your guard down. You know, you will know when you need to let your guard down. If something inside of you tells you, don't bounce it off of nobody else. Trust yourself.
Right.
Trust. I wish I would have trusted myself more. I really do.
And I'm learning that too. I was on like listening to my instincts or my intuition a lot more. I
pay attention to it, but I mean, I have always
listened to it. But now that, you know, no matter who it is,
it's like, okay.
There's a reason why, like, I'm feeling this way, you know?
Yes.
Why? Like, let me look a little deeper into this and really listening
why.
To it.
Like, I wish I would have done deeper background searches. I wish I would have asked more questions. I wish I would have done things. I wish I would have just heeded the behaviors mm-hmm. of, like, a clinically sick individual.
Right.
But I was so busy trying to walk myself through trauma by myself with no other help while other people were telling me to disarm myself right. that I ended up in a really bad situation. So I tell men and women alike, trust yourself. I don't care how much time that you have to spend by yourself until you trust yourself enough that you trust yourself to allow somebody close.
Yeah.
Be by yourself. It takes trust in you for you to trust yourself with someone else. But even the shift happens when we begin to trust someone else, we often shift all of the trust that we have for ourselves to them. And that's how we get even more messed up. So even when you are allowing yourself to be vulnerable, don't trust no one else more than you trust yourself.
Right. Right.
And
completely
it's hard.
Agree. Definitely.
But you gotta practice it. You gotta practice.
Yeah. I definitely agree. One of the things I don't think you do it on purpose, but I've realized I have this thing like with words and, you know, I'm just attracted to words, quotes that you say or these sayings, and they always really resonate with me. So some of them, one of them is love yourself to life, which I love that mm-hmm. one the most. And then when you learn, you don't lose, and like losses to lessons.
Okay, let's elaborate on that. Love yourself to life. What does
yes.
that mean to you, Queen? What does that mean to you?
So for me, that one resonates with me because a lot of times people will say like, "Ooh, like love yourself to death," or "love him to death." Like I love him to death. Like almost trying to say like I would do anything for this individual, like even die for them. But it's almost like, well, if you love something, you want it to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're growing, you're giving, when something's growing, there's life there, you know? So why would you want to kill it with death? Even if you quote unquote love it so much, or there's so much passion attached to it for you. So love yourself to life for me just means like you're pouring so much love and passion into yourself that your only option is to grow. Like that's just the only reaction, is that you are growing. So that one, I love that one. And
I like that too, Queen. Yeah. I feel like personally for me, it was me observing parts of myself, mm-hmm. and even, you know, living through, you know, severe clinical depression, suicide attempts that failed and left me hospitalized. You know, there were parts of me that I did just want to die. Mm-hmm. And the parts of me that weren't dead, you know, I wanted them to die. And the parts of me that were dead, I didn't want to resurrect them.
Right.
And so it was like numb. I was coexisting in my life. And I wanted to die for a very long time. Mm. And something happened in me that inspired me to live. But all around me was all of this death and decay, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, self-esteem. Even my hair was had died on me, you know, mm-hmm. like my nails were brittle, you know, right. the whites of my eyes were yellowing, like I was dying. Right. And so I had to learn to forgive myself in order mm-hmm. to nurse myself back to health, to even have a desire to heal. Because before right. you heal, you got to have a desire to heal. Right. So that was me going through the process of loving myself back to life. I don't want to love me to death. I want to love right. me back to life. I want to love me through resurrection. And that was that for me. So when I encounter people that I love, I recognize the parts of them that are decaying. Mm-hmm. I recognize the parts of them that need pruning. And if they hold space for me and they allow me to help, then I love them back to life. I nourish them back to life. That's what I do.
Right. That's so. One of the ones that resonated with me. There are so many other ones too. It's just when I listen to all of them, I'm like, oh wow, like I'm just like in awe.
So what's another one, Queen? Let's dissect another one before we release our talk.
Okay. The other one is when you learn you don't lose. And that one for me was just kind of like, okay, like I'm going through a situation and you're always wondering like, why is this happening to me? Or why did this happen to me? Or, you know, things are going so good. And then all of a sudden something just comes and disrupts all of it. And you're like, okay, what's going on here now? Like
everything like
by the book, I did everything the quote unquote right way. But then you realize, you had to learn something from it, right? And so you didn't really lose. Like it didn't feel good during the moment, but however, you came out with a new knowledge, you know, you came out with a new understanding, yourself, of certain people, like whatever was going on. So that one to me too is one that always sticks out to me. When you learn, you don't lose.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, Queen. For me, that meant, you know, the opposite of okay. your situation, like when you don't do everything right by the book, mm. and when you find yourself in really messed up situations, mm-hmm. and you're so angry with yourself because you know that you are the reason that you are here.
Right.
But what did you learn? And would you ever do it again?
Right.
And if the answer is no, and you can state what you learned, now you know you didn't lose because you got lessons. And you can apply your lessons. And if you apply your lessons properly, then they level you up and they become your blessings. So what did you learn?
Right.
So that's why I speak about so much of my life in such transparency. Because even with dating the man that I didn't even like, you know, right. that ended up being literally my worst experience in life concerning dating and intimacy with the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. What I also learned is the dangers of leaning on men that you don't like.
Yeah.
The dangers of not heeding your intuition and trusting other people more than you trust yourself. the dangers of gaslighting. Mm-hmm. Literally being gaslit for weeks until I just couldn't take it anymore and I broke free.
Right.
But how the same individual that violated me was the same individual that was putting my shoes on my feet, buying me flowers, pouring me glasses of wine consistently, cooking for me, trying to clean up for me. You know, this was the same individual that did something that was so messed up that I didn't even process it until life made me.
Right.
So what did you learn? Right. What did you learn? And because I've learned so much, even when I took some grave losses, I look back and I've lost nothing because I've gained so much that what I've gained has surplused and triumphed over everything that I've ever felt that I've lost from that situation. And that's the reality that I didn't lose nothing. I just learned. And I got the scars to prove it. I learned hard. I mean, don't get it twisted, Queen. I got the scars to prove it. But old baby, I've learned. And when you learn, you don't lose.
Right. Very true. Yeah, that one also resonates with me. And I know that congratulations, because recently you just did an episode with Tamar.
Why you said congratulations?
Well, I don't know, because I watched their reality show, but Tamar just always has like this outgoing energy.
I love
outgoing
She's an
spirit.
Amazing woman. She's an amazing woman. She just, you know, she's just navigating through her human experience in the public eye.
Right.
And that can affect anybody.
Right.
But Tay is my baby. I love nobody can ever come to me left or right about her. Like I don't want to hear it. I'm Team Tay, and I hope that she is utterly fulfilled in life, like that she creates her happiness. I don't want her to go find it. I want her to know that it's yours to create, mama.
Right.
Create your happiness.
Right.
So yeah, thank you. I wanted to know where the congratulations came from, though, because I'm like, people are people from all walks of life. They just people like us.
I know. I guess because I don't know her personally too, so I'm like, oh my god. But yeah, her energy is always something that is lively, and I don't know. I like liveliness in people, so that's something that's always attracting to me. So do you have any other upcoming projects or anything that we can look forward to?
Yes, I have a series of upcoming projects. Oh, my goodness. Where do we even start? So I'm in the process. I've been filming a docuseries. But I've been reached out to by some networks. So I'm just going to sit still. I don't even know like when it's going to manifest now or how it's going to manifest, because I've had some heavy hitters reach out to me, and now things have to go into a deeper level of negotiation. Like it's about to turn up.
Good.
So I had to back up off of some things about what I'm sharing and how I'm sharing, because, you know, God
awesome.
Is good, Queen. So I'm also working on volume 2, The Healing Place, The Healing Guide, Hurt to Help. And volume 2 is actually Welcome to the Healing Place, working on that. Mm-hmm. I am an adoption advocate, and I'm a proud birth mom.
Yeah.
Twice over, different situations, same results, 8 years apart. One was because I was just young and, you know, I felt like my daughter deserved better than me. So she was placed for adoption at birth. And then the second 8 years apart was from a sexual assault. And the only reason that I placed that child was because I believe that you have to pick the sin that you can live with. And I never had an abortion before, Queen.
Right.
But I knew adoption. So I felt like I could salvage some diamonds from this glass, you know?
Right.
So that was I made that hard decision. So I'm in the process of birthing an entire network
awesome.
Of adoption resources and becoming a connector to families and birth parents and walking them through that process. So yeah, an adoption referral firm is in the making.
That's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
very,
needed.
Very, very exciting. Very exciting, because I have so much experience. Again, firsthand experience that I can assist through. I'm working on some projects with my sons about the THP youth and walking these young people through their evolution, healing, learning, growing unapologetically.
Right.
Our THP app has been totally revamped. We are about to relaunch our subscription program. I'm looking forward to doing it by the 1st of July. So working on that. What else? I got some new pieces coming out to the custom jewelry line. awesome. More interviews. I'm excited. Thank you so much for hosting me, Queen. Thank you for this interview. So you everybody check it out. We have shared some intimate things, and hopefully they will help you if you allow them to.
Right.
And what else? Oh, my podcast.
Yes.
The Great King Willie Dynamite. We are doing Bringing the Balance with an amazing masculine energy, King Willie, of the Wealth Factor. A great friend of mine. I've known this king for over 20 years.
Wow.
He's true to form. I trust him. Yes. And we have decided to do a venture together where we just allow people to share in life with us while we give our ask. We don't volunteer anything, you know, everything is from an asking perspective, and we just give our insight from a divine masculine and feminine form.
Nice.
So I think that's pretty cool. So Bringing the Balance, check that out. And what else? That's it. I done shared enough. I got some more stuff. You ain't getting it all out of me. I'm trying to get everything.
No,
I just got to come back. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you have to come back. And this is honestly amazing for me, because I remember when I first, I mean, I've been following you since 2018, but that shortly after I was following you, I started my podcast. But I remember saying to myself, episode, we gotta have a chat, we gotta talk, like this, I just want to have a conversation with her, like I just want to talk with you and like pick your brain and like, you know. And for me, this is just a huge I'm glad to see that this is followed.
Well, congratulations, this is you manifesting. This is it. This is a full circle moment for you, Queen.
Yes, definitely full
take that
circle.
Seriously, you manifested this. Nobody did this for you but you. You did this. Yep. You put this out into the universe, and here we are. Congratulations.
Thank you. So this is something that is important to me, too. And I'm excited to hear all of the things that you have coming up. And I, like I said, I just envision like an empire. And I'm just, when you were just going off saying like everything that's upcoming, I'm like, yes, this is another leg to our empire here. And then you mentioned your children and the youth, the healing place for the youth. And then I was like, okay, this is like the legacy piece for her children and like her offspring. And I'm just like, wow, like she's doing a lot. And it's not necessarily like, I can't really put it into words, but you're putting things in different places, but they're just like all growing everywhere. And I think it's amazing to see. So
yeah,
very like happy for you.
Longevity and honesty and integrity. But it's this foundation is so deep, Queen. Like it doesn't even matter how many times they try to knock the building down. It's so much going on up underneath this foundation. These tunnels are so deep. It's like Jay-Z said, build your fences. We building tunnels. Can't you see we get money up under you? You know? So, you know, I just stay out the way. I try to stay, you know, as low key as possible, help as many people as I can, and without being braggadocious about it, because, you know, I ain't did nothing yet. I ain't got nothing to brag about yet. Hold on. If you mad, you mad for nothing. If you feel like I done did something, hold on, baby. I'm about to show you something. So, you know, I just stay grounded, and I just remember why I do it.
Right.
For every time that I don't want to get it done, I just have to remember while I'm doing it, why I'm doing it in the first place. Right. And that's for anybody out there, including you, Queen. If you ever struggle with doing something that is for your benefit, that is to help you with your manifestations, your children, your love life, your professional life, there comes a time where you just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. So may I offer you a suggestion, please? I want you to remember why you're doing it while you're doing it. And that will help you get it done.
Yes. Yes. Receive that.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you for that,
Ajna. And everybody who's listening, I hope that you got something from this episode. Take what you
need. Me too.
Yeah. And thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Ajna, for being here and just sharing your thoughts and like allowing me to pick your mind a little bit and, you know, just having some good conversation. So everyone, continue your day and be well. Until next time. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.